Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey friends, welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. Thanks for being with us where we spend just a few minutes every single weekday, and our hope is to provide encouragement for you. And so I hope today's episode will do that. In fact, today is actually part one of a two-parter called More of the Same. I read an author's note at the beginning of a book about having a life plan. Donald Miller has a brand new book called Hero on a Mission. And he has this little note that I think is so powerful at the beginning of the book. He says, "I don't think any of us should trust fate to write the story of our lives. Fate is a terrible writer." I love that. When I first heard him speak that several years ago, I thought that is an incredible line. Fate is a terrible writer. What that sort of means is that there are some people that surrender the power of their lives and they live life with what psychologists call an external locus of control. And what that means is they live as though life just happens to them. They live as though maybe they're helpless, and typically they have higher levels of anxiety and depression, and they typically have lower wages and they have more troubled relationships. It's that external life just happens to me. The opposite of this is what psychologists call an internal locus of control. This means that we actually play a huge part in our own destinies. These are people that typically have a stronger sense of belonging. They have less depression in their life. They have higher wages and even more fulfilling relationships. In other words, these people with this internal locus of control, they don't just sit back and let fate write their story. But instead, they join God and they actively participate in the writing of their stories, or another way of saying it, in the writing of their lives. So essentially, there's two choices. Do I want to just sit back and allow fate or some external force write my story? Or do I believe that God's doing a work inside of me and that I can partner with him in the writing of the story? Well, how do we do that? How do we shift from external to internal? How do we take ownership for our lives? Well, today I want to give a couple of ways to start that, and I hope you'll join us in a few days for the wrap-up of this. But the first way is to look for ways to put your gifts to work. Look for ways to put your gifts to work. I'm thinking of what Paul said to his protege Timothy in 2 Timothy 1, verse 6. He says to Timothy, who was known for literally being timid and playing it safe, he says, "I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of hands." And the reason why I think this is a great place to start is because for a lot of people in seasons like this, we're tempted to shift into safety mode. We tend to take less risk and we tend to actually do less. We don't put ourselves out there. But don't do that. Don't put your sense of service to God on hold. When the world keeps telling us to wait, there's actually no better time to put your gifts to work and to serve God by using your gifts to serve other people. So number one, look for ways to put your gifts to work. Number two, stand up to your fear. Stand up to your fear. If you watch the stock market, I've got an app with an account where I can look at one day, one month, one year, 10 years, lifetime. What you'll see is there's some spikes and there's some valleys. You'll see what is sometimes called Wall Street panic. And what that is, it's when people begin panic selling their stock. Other people panic and they start selling it. And more people panic, they start selling it. And before you know it, it has the snowball effect, meaning it's bigger and bigger and bigger. And what you'll find is usually those that panic the most are the ones that lose the most. Let me say that again. Usually those that panic the most are the ones that actually lose the most. And I think that's how life is as well, that those people that live in fear are the ones that actually miss out on the most. And so oftentimes the things that keep us from moving forward in the life that God has for us is that one little word of fear. What if it doesn't work out? What if I fail? What if worse things happen? What if, what if, what if? Well, verse 7 of 2 Timothy 1 says this, "But God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control." So today I want to put these two thoughts together. Number one, find a place to put your gifts to work. And then number two, stand up to your fear, say no to your fear, and instead live by power, the power of God living inside of you. Love, God's kind of love, and self-control, that in the middle of these moments, instead of repeating life as it is, instead of just sitting back and allowing it to happen to us, that instead of fear, we would replace our fear with courage. Fear is an emotion, but courage is an action, and that as we walk with God, we don't have to have more of the same. We can rewrite the story he's doing in us. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon. And in a few days, we'll have part two of What Do You Do With This? So have a great day. See you soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.